One time I was in a patient's room and I was scanning her meds with our little scanner that's hooked up to the computer. You scan each individual medication, a little barcode, and then you go over to the patient and you scan the wristband. It's got a barcode too. And so the scanner, it had like one of those old like telephone cords, little wrapped up like this, like a little wrapped up thing, except for thicker. And that cord gets tangled up like crazy. And this one was like totally tangled up. It would take like 30 minutes to get it undone. So instead of doing that, I'm just trying to stretch it out over to the patient to scan her wristband. And I'm stretching it and I'm stretching it. And I get about halfway there and the USB just pops out. Boom. Slingshots hits her dead in the forehead. And it was hilarious. You know, I tried not to laugh, but, you know, a little laugh came out. But she laughed. She's like, it's okay. It's okay. Her family was absolutely freaking out for like no reason, you know. I mean, she did die. Not really. Well, she did, but from like liver stuff later. But my point is that nursing is funny, but we take it way too seriously. I get a lot of comments on my videos. At one point it was about 1,000 a day, like 30,000 comments a month. And for some reason, the negative ones get a lot of it goes both ways. Like the negative ones and the positive ones will both, you know, get the most comments underneath them or the most likes or whatever. But one thing I do notice is that people just take it too seriously. And even when I'm joking, that's what I'm doing, is trying to make people laugh. You know, when I make an obvious joke and then people go on there and they're like, well, actually you can't do that because the patient has the right. I'm like, we all know that. Like this is a joke, you know? And I've made entire videos where it was, I'm getting on a rant here, but I made a video about changing a female catheter. Oh my goodness. So it got like, it blew up. It's got like 20 million views. But like a third of the comments are that if I don't want to do my job, the end of the joke is where I say, you know, like it's all women that are working here. I'm the only man. So if you want a woman to do your catheter change, you know, I'm talking to a fake female patient. I'm like, if you want a woman to do your catheter change, I can go get one. You know, everybody else working tonight is a woman. And the patient's like, no, it's okay. And I say, are you sure? Because Rhonda's right here. And you just say the word and I'll wake her up. And that was basically the joke, was I wanted to say that I was going to wake somebody up that was out here taking a nap. But it got all misconstrued and people wanted to, like, you know, make a point. That's what people like to do. They like to make points. Even with they're sucking the life out of the video, but that's fine. All those comments blew it up. So I appreciate all of them. And anyway, most people understood and just, you know, kind of laughed along and then moved on with their scrolling. No big deal. But some people were like, if you don't want to do this, da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, I'm on a rant here. What I'm talking about is we just take it too seriously. Nursing is funny. Let's just share those funny moments and have, you know, have fun with it. It's a hard job sometimes, most of the time, whatever. But we got to stay positive. So here's a couple funny things, you know. And nursing is funny. We deal with poop, diarrhea. Just the word diarrhea is funny. I like to call the devil's wet butt. Farts, you know. You tell me that you're helping somebody change their patient and you got them rolled over and you're wiping that bottom and they just let a right in your face. And that's not funny. It's funny. And I know falling isn't funny and it's like an emergency and people can get hurt or die, but falling is funny, right? Sometimes, like, there's whole YouTube channels, America's Funniest Home Videos. That's basically what that show was compilations of people falling. And I understand. I don't need the comments, but falling is funny. And if you fall and fart or fall and poop, listen to me right now. if I am ever with you at any point and I fall down and either fart or poop my pants, please laugh, because that is a gift from God. And we have people. People are funny. The nurses that you work with that are crazy, you know what I mean? The patients that we have that are, you know, and I, when I say crazy, I don't mean memory issues, cognitive issues, dementia, anything like that. I mean eccentric, odd, folksy, whatever you want to call it. Let's appreciate and celebrate the weirdness and the craziness of our jobs, that, you know, we're not making fun of patients. We're not making fun of anybody. We're making fun of the fabric of the society of healthcare. And it's just, it's okay. It's okay to laugh. I have a patient who I was asking my questions, and I got to the point where I said, when's the last time you had a bowel movement? And she said, I don't know. You know, she was kind of like racking her brain. She's like, I can't remember. And I was like, it's okay. Next time that you have one, just write it down. And so when I come over again, you can tell me. And she's like, okay. And then, so the next time I went over there, and actually I think I had skipped a week with her. So the next time I went over there was 2 weeks later, and the big calendar that she had in her kitchen just had pooped, 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 pooped on all the days. And it's funny, you know, and it's just funny that she would do that. Somebody's going to come over to her house and see that calendar, and they're going to be like, what is this? And she's just like, hey, I've been pooping. So I remember I went to a guy's house, and I was changing the batteries in his little pulse ox that goes on your finger, you know? And he's like, I've got batteries in the drawer underneath the Keurig in the kitchen. And I was like, okay. And I go in there and I open up, you know, it's like a big full-size drawer, absolutely full of batteries, like 250, 300 batteries, maybe. Like, it was, I've never seen anything like this in my life. The drawer was heavy. And as a man, I can appreciate that. You want to be prepared. It feels good when you go to like Costco or whatever and you buy like a big 36 pack of double A's. It makes you feel good. You're prepared. And this guy was prepared. Remote control car, TV remote. What else takes batteries? Anyway, whatever it is, he's ready. What else takes batteries? Wireless piano. Anyway, it was funny. The dude had 1,000 batteries and whatever. Okay, for fun, you guys down here in the comments, write the weirdest, craziest coworkers that you've ever had. Okay, the ones that are funny, not scary, crazy. The funny ones. Like, we had a coworker who pooped their pants, then they took the underwear off, washed them in the sink, and then hung them up on a chair to dry. Hey, real quick, you want to take a test to see if you're a psychopath? It's legit. Okay, there's a single mother who goes to a funeral. At the funeral, she meets a man, and they just fall in love. It's like head over feet, love at first sight. This is it. She's ready to spend the rest of her life with this guy. After the funeral, they didn't exchange numbers or emails or whatever, and she couldn't get a hold of him. 2 weeks later, she kills her daughter. Why did she kill her daughter? Okay, I'll give you like 6 seconds, because apparently if you're like a psychopath or a serial killer or whatever, then you'll get this automatically. So why would she kill her daughter? So she could go to her daughter's funeral and maybe meet that guy again. If that made sense to you and you got that answer automatically, go ahead and get your stuff and go on to the place where y'all go. Whatever that means. Nurses, say goodbye to unwanted odors. Stink Bomb Odor Blocker is a nurse-created solution to combat unpleasant smells during your shift. Stink Bomb is designed to uphold patient dignity while ensuring your comfort. Why choose Stink Bomb? It's nurse-inspired, nurse-owned. It's discreet. You simply apply under your nose and it blocks out foul odors effortlessly. It comes in a variety of scents, from calming lavender to refreshing evergreen. You choose the scent that suits you best. Or you can choose two, because hey, you got two nose holes, don't you? Check out their nurse gift sets. It's perfect for nursing week or for a new grad or just for one of your colleagues. Use code JOSH20 at checkout and receive 20% off your order. Experience the difference with Stink Bomb, because every nurse deserves a breath of fresh air. All right. Thank you all so much. Please leave me comments down there. Please hit the subscribe button. It's free. It just helps me out. Hit that like button. Once again, helps me out a lot. If you guys want to send me any funny stories, scary stories, send them to joshEversNurse@gmail.com. Thank you, everybody, that stuck around to the end. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you all. Thank you. Love you. Have a great shift.